This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Footage coverage, courtesy of CBS. And just like that, March Madness is over. Congratulations to the Florida Gators, national champions.
So did I hear right, John, that Florida's coach is the youngest ever to win an NCAA title?
I don't know if he's the youngest of all time, but it's very possible. He looks like he's 25 years old. I mean, oh, who's the kid on the court? But no, he's the coach. 39 years old, actually, is Todd Golden. That's his name. By the way, congratulations also to me.
Ooh, did you win your family pool?
I didn't just win it. I crushed it. I picked all four Final Four teams. I picked Florida to win over Houston. As you can see, I had all four Final Four teams correctly predicting the Elite Eight and the Final Four. Yeah, I really kind of came on
nice
strong.
Job.
Thank you. Thank you. I would think that members of my family would also share your
congratulations,
enthusiasm.
John.
Yeah,
you did it.
Yes, yes. So, after I clinched it last night when Florida won, was kind enough to win the national championship for me. In the last minute, by the way, thank you, Florida. I sent a very gracious, sportsmanlike text to my family, Chain. We had a big NCAA bracket pool.
Okay, what did your text say?
I'd like to thank myself for assembling a perfect Final Four.
Oh, my God.
Let this be a lesson to the kids out there. Never give up on a dream. I thought it was inspirational.
Oh, my God. You're poking the bear.
My mother, within a second. I'm so proud that you went out on a limb, son, and picked all the number one seeds. What a stretch.
Yay, Bonnie.
My girlfriend then chimes in, OMG, Bonnie, I legit just said that out loud.
That's great.
Gina, next year, let's play for money, not just for fun, which is garbage because we all chipped in a little bit of something. So the deal is this. No respect for my family.
Oh, my God.
Despite the fact that I'm sitting here willing to help, give them an inspirational talk from a leader and a champion.
I'm not going to say a word because you know you were poking them, but I love your mom's comeback.
Oh, my.
Big, big props to Bonnie for that one.
And Sam, they both called me out instantly.
That's so
great. Shows you the respect I deserve.
High drive to deep left field for Fernando. That's in Sacramento. Second home run of the year for Fernando. Padres have a 5-3 lead. No doubt about that one.
Padre fans on their feet here in Sacramento as Fernando Tatis Jr. has just provided a lifetime memory to everyone in attendance.
Balls were really flying out last night in Sacramento. I'm very hard to get used to after 30-plus years. That, of course, was audio courtesy of Don Orsillo on Padres TV and our own Jesse Aguilar at 97.3 The Fan, the radio voice of your San Diego Padres. You can hear every pitch of every game on 97.3 The Fan. Well, I'm peppy enough. What's wrong? I'm trying to be even keeled,
okay,
Tammy.
All right.
Question for
it's
you.
It's exciting, though.
Question for you. Yes, I'm aware that it's only April 8th, but who's got the best record in baseball right now?
Well, I'm going to say it's the San Diego Padres.
At 9-2, you would be correct. Is there any trivia question you can't get right? just like we all drew it up, right? 9-2 to start the season.
Sure.
Wow. This
it's exciting.
It's so exciting, man. It was weird to see the A's being referred to as the Sacramento A's, although I'm not really sure they ever actually said that. The A's left Oakland last year and are now pitching a tent, for lack of a better phrase, in Sacramento until their field is ready in Vegas. I feel so...
They're squatting.
I can't
imagine. They're squatting in Sacramento.
Right, they are. If someone took the Padres away from me, I would be...
Devastated.
I would be so sad and so empty and so angry. And I feel so badly for the A's fans. Because even in the audio that you heard when Fernando went deep, there are a lot of Padres fans there.
Yeah.
That must really be hard. Because the Oakland A's are a really good team.
Just the A's.
They're a good team. They're getting really good. We saw last night, they could really knock it around the park. If you watch the game, you know. I just feel bad for their fans. And if you are an Oakland fan here in San Diego... I've got your back, because that really sucks. And obviously San Diego knows what it's like to lose a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
But if the Padres went,
Don't take us down that path.
We're not, because we're 9-2.
All right.
Who's got the best record in baseball?
Okay, the Padres.
That's right.
And if you were concerned about Jackson Merrill not playing yesterday, he's just getting ahead of tightness in his hamstring.
All right.
So it was bothering him a little bit, so they thought, well, we're just going to make sure that we don't push it, which is a good thing.
All right. You're only 21, Jackson.
Yes.
Early season, Jackson. Let's take care of you, Jackson. Got a lot of money invested in you, Jackson. Same two teams tonight. Although I'd like to talk to the guys up in Sacramento. Let's push that game at 6:40 for us early risers.
Yes.
I was watching that through one half of one eye towards the end last night.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Very exciting game. Breaking news. Apparently, there's a new Mega Millions game happening today.
Well, they have revamped the Mega Millions, which plays on Tuesdays and Fridays. Now it costs more money to buy a ticket. It used to be $2 for a Mega Millions ticket. Now it's $5.
Wow.
The reason,
that's quite a bump.
Yeah, it is a big bump. But the reason that they did that is because it will give slightly better odds, and we'll be seeing more billion-dollar jackpots, apparently.
How can they prove that?
Well, it's math.
Isn't that a good way? Oh, forget it. Forget trying to explain it, then.
It's all math, John.
Well, I mean, wouldn't it be easy to say, hey, you know what? If we more than double the price of a Mega Millions ticket, it's going to mean more winners and more billionaires.
Yes, that's what they're saying. But so it improves the odds from winning the jackpot from 1 in 303 million to 1 in 290 million. Also, when you get a winning ticket, before you could win like $2, now it'll be $10. The payouts will be higher for the smaller wins, for like the less amount that you get correct.
Now, if you're like me, you hear this and you think, well, I guess that's interesting.
The reason that they wanted to do this, because I'm wondering why are they doing this? They say it's because people have jackpot fatigue.
What is jackpot fatigue officially defined as? Fear?
It's a phenomenon under which prizes must grow to enormous amounts before most players will take note and buy a few tickets.
I suppose makes sense.
A lot of people never play and they're like, oh, it's $1 billion? Okay, I'll play. Now, before you think about, you know, the money that people spend on lottery tickets, I also want to remind you that lotteries are nonprofits, and last year, nationwide, 80 cents of every $2 ticket goes to education. So, and it's across the country in the states that have it.
Why does this sound to me like you're trying to defend yourself for playing the lottery? No one's judging
you.
Not, lots of people play the lottery.
I'm not defending myself, but people sometimes think, oh, it's just a waste of money, which I guess for you it could be, especially if you don't win. But it's a big boon for education. And there's millions of dollars that are raised for schools, especially here in California.
Hey, man, I'm not going to judge anybody for playing the lottery. I just don't win. It's probably because of my attitude, but I've got a friend who I won't say his name, but he came home one day with a scratcher worth 10 grand. So who am I?
Yeah.
Who am I to poo-poo anything, man?
Listen.
And I said poo-poo.
Yes. You know, if you're someone who's like, you know what, I won't have one more beer, I'm going to buy a lottery ticket, who cares? The problem comes when people just like throw all of their money away on it. I shouldn't spend all of their money on it. Then it's an issue.
Oh, I think you were right the first time.
Yeah, it could be. I just won $100 on a scratch-off last week.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't buy them unless it just, for whatever reason, something says to me, go ahead and get it.
So to recap, Mega Millions now has gone from $2 to $5.
Right.
But despite the fact they were more than doubling the price, that means bigger jackpots,
bigger
winners,
payouts.
Because we are suffering from jackpot fatigue. Did I get everything right?
Yes.
And that starts today.
Correct.
Okay.
Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Patty, who's in Bonita. Hey, Patty.
Hi.
Patty, go ahead and kick Tammy out of the studio.
Can you leave, please?
You bet, Patty.
All right, Patty. I got five Thank pop you. Culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You're getting $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. We'll remind you, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
I'll try.
Okay, Patty, here we go. True or false? The birthstone for the month of April is the opal. Is that true or false?
Oh, Lordy. I think it's false.
The UConn women's basketball team defeated South Carolina in the NCAA championship game Sunday night. What is the University of Connecticut's mascot?
Oh, Lordy, I don't know.
Happy birthday to Robin Wright. Previously married to Sean Penn, she's best known for playing Claire Underwood in what Netflix political drama series?
That's a question. I have no clue.
Okay. Yesterday was National Beer Day. What beer is known best known for the slogan, great taste, less filling?
Miller Lite.
And finally, Jack Black hosted SNL this weekend. In School of Rock, Jack poses as his roommate, a substitute teacher, to get a job after being thrown out of his band. Mike White played Ned Schneebly and also wrote the screenplay for the film. What popular HBO Max series is Mike now known for creating?
Oh, my Lordy. I have no clue. My alarm's going off again.
I can tell. Patty, let's get Tam back in.
I had no clue.
I know you didn't. You got something like loud TV in the background? What's going on over there?
Oh, no. Hello?
Hello, Patty.
Here, Patty. Are you still... Uh-oh, she hung up.
I think we're better off, actually. So, Patty... I think Patty went to go tend to her alarm. She'll check back with us. But in the meantime, Patty, if you can still hear us somewhere, did 2 out of 5 today.
Okay.
What's happening? Tammy, true or false, the birthstone for the month of April is the opal.
I thought it was diamond. I'm going to say false.
You're right. It is diamond. Yeah. Good for you. You know what? Patty got that right.
All right.
1-1. The UConn women's basketball team defeated South Carolina in the NCAA championship game Sunday night. What is the University of Connecticut's mascot?
UConn, what is their mascot? Is it a polar bear?
Connecticut's just super overpopulated with polar bears.
I don't know why I said that.
The Huskies.
Huskies.
Hey, when you go to Connecticut, have a good time on the East Coast.
I don't know why I said that.
But beware of the polar bears.
I don't know why I said that.
Okay, it is 1-1 still. Happy birthday to Robin Wright, previously married to Sean Penn. She's best known for playing Claire Underwood in what Netflix political drama series?
I have The West Wing in my head, but that's old.
Co-starred Kevin Spacey, House of Cards.
Oh, House of Cards, okay.
Okay, well, Patty didn't know that either. Look at this. Still just 1-1. Yesterday was National Beer Day. You should knock this one out of the park, Tim. What beer is best known for the slogan, great taste, less filling?
Miller Lite.
Miller Lite. Corey, you better know that. It's 2-2. Patty knew that. And finally, Jack Black hosted SNL this past weekend. In School of Rock, Jack poses as his roommate, a substitute teacher, to get a job after being thrown out of his band. Mm-hmm. Mike White played that teacher, Ned Schneebly. He also wrote the screenplay for the film. What popular Max series is Max now, or is Mike now known for creating?
I have no idea.
Biggest show on TV right now, White Lotus.
Oh.
Okay, wow, look at that.
All right,
and I believe Patty's back with us now. Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Guess what, Patty? You and Tammy tied 2-2.
Oh, Lordy.
You don't get any of Tammy's money because all ties go to Tammy. But, oh, Lordy, the prize you're going to get. Here we go.
Patty, you have a pair of tickets to see Little Big Town and Russell Dickerson at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on September 5th.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, Patty.
That's awesome.
You have a great day.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh,
I appreciate you guys.
Oh, we appreciate you back. Thanks for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, Patty.
Thank you.
As legal adults, responsible legal adults, it's perfectly acceptable when you're out having a good time to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're taking care of yourself, not being a jerk to anybody.
Right.
Obviously not driving, but... You know what? That's why it's called a party.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just get a little too entertained. And sometimes the unfortunate happens. And yes, I'm talking about drunk dialing your parent.
John and I both have very specific stories on this, one unintended and one completely intended.
I think it's even more jarring when it's a person that you don't really expect to do that.
Yes.
Which is what happened to Tammy over the weekend.
So my youngest son is 26, right? He rarely drinks. It's just not his vibe. It's just not his thing. And Saturday night, I got a text from him. He said, are you guys still up? And of course, being a mom, you're a little worried, right?
What time?
10:30.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And I'm like, yes. Is everything okay? And he doesn't answer. All of a sudden, my FaceTime goes off and it's Grayson. So I'm like, hello? And he's like, hey, mom, I'm a little drunk and I'm having a good time.
Okay. So he decided to call you guys.
Yes.
I think that's actually very sweet.
Yes, it was really quite funny because
he wasn't calling from jail or anything, was he?
No, he was at home. He and his roommates, they were all having this kind of, I guess, almost an online party because they have several friends across the country. Right. And they were all on a video call with that.
So he's doing what we've all done.
Yes.
Is imbibe a few and we're on Zoom with our friends.
Yes. And so, but he went to his room then to sit and chat with me, and we were just having a very funny conversation, and probably I would say 12 times maybe throughout those 3.5 hours of conversation.
You did not talk for 3.5 hours.
Yes we did. He would say, I'm a little drunk and I'm having a good time.
And again, nothing wrong with that. In his own home, being safe, and calling his parents.
I know. That is so cute.
That is like the sweetest drunk dial story I've ever heard. And it's makes me feel horrible for mine.
Why?
Well, because I was a college kid, and I was, you know, a young but legal adult.
Yes.
And I was out with friends. I had to go back to my apartment to await a friend of mine that was driving about an hour and a half to hang out with us. And it was late by the time he was able to get out of work and come out to us. But when you're that age, who cares, right? You're all up late. But it was getting very late, and he hadn't shown up yet. And the weather was inclement. Remember, we were in Minnesota at the time, so you can never really trust the weather. So I got a little worried. So I decided to call him up, not realizing how late it was. And this is before everybody had a cell phone,
Right.
So I call him up. The phone rings like 12 times, and all of a sudden I hear this very obviously just awakened woman, hello? And I'm like, hello, Mrs. Blank. And Blank, this is John and Charlie's friend, and I he's not here yet, and I'm a little worried because the weather, and it's he's about an hour late, blah blah blah. Dead silence.
Yes.
All of a sudden, I hear Johnny. I go, Mom?
Oh no, you accidentally called your mom.
She's like, why don't you go to bed, honey? Oh. Okay. So, yeah, two totally different stories.
Right.
Oops, I accidentally drunk dialed my parents. What's your drunk dial story? 833-287-1037. You're not doing anything wrong. You're calling the ones you love.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's purposely or not. Yes. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Everyone who knows Carrie Underwood knows that Carrie Underwood is a rocker, an unapologetic rocker.
She ended up joining the band Papa Roach on stage in Las Vegas on tour Saturday night.
Cut my life into pieces.
This is my last resort.
Suffocation. No breathing. Don't give up. Give up.
I mean, Carrie, do you think, you know, there was too little beeped profanities there? Do you think that she beeped herself or she sang it?
No, I think when Carrie gets a little fire lit under her, she could probably rattle off a few gems. I like rocking Carrie. She just has such a blast doing it. It's clearly what she wants to do more of. Mm-hmm. Hey, have you been checking her out on American Idol?
I have not.
I'll tell you, I haven't watched Idol for years,
right?
But my girlfriend's into it, so I guess that kind of means I have to be into it too,
right?
And I have been impressed not only with the advice that Carrie Underwood is bringing to these future idols, but how she's working with Luke and with Lionel Richie.
Yeah,
I didn't know how she would be as one of the GOATs, if not the GOAT, as far as American Idol. No, she is the GOAT. She's the best, the most successful idol of all time. It might be hard for her to, you know, contemplate people who aren't as good.
Sure.
You know? But she's...
That makes sense.
I think she's been doing a really good job. And I was looking for a reason to be like, let's see. I was dubious.
Yeah. You know what? Stagecoach in the past, country artists come in and join rockers that are playing this year. What's your bet for who's going to join Sammy Hagar on stage?
Oh.
Do you think he'll bring a country artist out? I think he will.
Well, he's playing the Palomino stage.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
I mean, he's playing on Sunday.
Yes. I don't know. I'd like to see Scotty McCreery get up there with him.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be great? See Scotty let his hair down a bit?
Yes. Yes.
Tam and I have been nominated for our first ever ACM this year. First ever in our 25-year partnership together, which is, some say long overdue. Some say about damn time.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm good in either camp.
Yes, me too.
Whether or not we win, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's really a crapshoot. Who's the best? Blah, 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 blah. But
I'd like to win. But
of course we want to win, man. My trophy case is woefully empty.
The only trophy...
Padre bobbleheads don't count, pal.
No, I'm trying to think of any trophies I've received as an adult that I still have. long time ago. I don't even have it anymore. It was a donkey butt for being the last place team in bowling.
Okay.
But I don't even have that anymore. The only trophy that I have as an adult in my cupboard where all my kids' stuff is the party fail for when I went to a Halloween party that
That's
I was
funny.
One of the co-hosts for, and I dipped out early before the awards were even given out.
So even the trophy itself is somewhat of a goof.
Well, yeah,
not somewhat,
it is.
Is a goof.
It's the party fail.
I can't even remember the last legit trophy I received.
Yeah.
I can't even remember.
Wow.
That's how desperate we are. But who cares? Anyway, what we're trying to say is whether or not we win is irrelevant kind of to us. Mm-hmm. We want to know about your hometown ACMs. And when we say ACM in this case, we mean
awards for community magnificence.
And we've asked you to tell us to nominate the best place to get the meat sweats.
Here come the meat sweats.
I love that drop.
Good old Joey.
The meat sweats.
KSON.com right now. John and Tammy's hometown ACMs has our five best place to get the meat sweat finalists in San Diego County. Tammy, give it to us.
Yeah, you went in, you voted, and here are our top five vote getters. Rocky's Crown Pub in Pacific Beach.
Oh, great burger.
Kennedy's Meat Company in Escondido.
Oh, great nachos.
Longhorn Bar and Grill on Mission Gorge.
Never been there. Take your word for it.
The Barbecue Pit in El Cajon.
Oh, yes.
Barbecue. And Bull and Bourbon Steakhouse at Sequan Casino Resort.
Oh, right on. Good call. Man, I got two favorites in my head right now, but I'm going to keep them there because this is not about what I think. It's about what you, San Diego, feels. So tell us, San Diego's Morning Show. Go to KSON.com. Place your votes for our awards for community magnificence, our hometown ACMs, and name what you think is the best place to get the meat sweats right here in San Diego.
John and Tammy on the road again.
Kelly is in Fallbrook, stoked to be going to Stagecoach.
Were you actually riding a horse when you did that? It sounded like it.
Yes, I was.
Kelly!
Oh, my God, I can't believe my name was called. Kelly in Fallbrook, country girl, KSON to heart.
Listen to you, Kelly. You're exactly who should be going to Stagecoach.
Yes.
We're stoked for you.
Oh, my God. I've never been. I've wanted to go every time, but it's just, you know, not my wheelhouse money-wise. Now, this is awesome.
You are going to Stagecoach. You are a Stagecoach virgin, and you will no longer be in a couple of weeks.
That's excellent. This is just so, I can't describe the feeling when your name is called as something so big. I mean, it's not like it's a little gift card or something. This is a huge deal, guys. I'm so excited.
Aww.
Oh, we're very excited for you.
Yes, we are.
I hope we run into you at Stagecoach. Will you be on the horse at Stagecoach?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Especially if they have one of those electronic bulls or whatever. Yeah, I'll be there too.
All right.
Sure,
you'll be riding that bull. All right, Kelly. Woo!
Kelly's going to Stagecoach. You can too. Go to KSON.com.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Amy, who's in Oceanside. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Hey, would you please, Amy, do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
All right, Tammy, go take a walk.
All right, good luck.
Amy, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door or gate store.com. Want to remind you, Amy, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
True or false? Taylor Swift is named after notable singer-songwriter James Taylor.
True.
Launched in 1980, what popular video game features four ghosts named Blinky, Pinky, Inky, and Clyde?
Casper?
Hacks returns for season four later this week. Jean Smart stars as Deborah Vance in the comedy drama series. What network airs Hacks?
I've never seen it, so I'm just going to take a guess. Hulu?
The men's NCAA championship game featured Houston and Florida, with Florida winning. What is the name of at least one of the mascots of these teams?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay, and finally, who believes in angels? A new album released this past weekend was a collaboration between Elton John and this 11-time Grammy winner who just performed on SNL with Elton. Or who is she?
I don't know that one either.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. Amy, what's happening with you today?
I am in the car with my son, taking him to school and then going to work.
Okay, so just another typical day in the life of taxi mom, professional worker.
Taxi mom.
Exactly.
Good for you, Amy. Hi, Amy, son.
Go Padres!
Go Yay. Padres! Best record in baseball.
Uh-huh.
Amy, however, has not fared as well as our Padres.
Okay.
1 out of 5 today,
okay.
Tim.
All right.
Timmy, true or false, Taylor Swift is named after notable singer-songwriter James Taylor.
Why not? True.
It is true. 1 to 1, Amy knew that. Timmy, launched in 1980, what popular video game features four ghosts named Blinky, Pinky, Inky, and Clyde?
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man is right. Amy didn't know it. 2 to 1, Tam. Hacks returns for season 4 later this week.
Show.
Jean Smart stars as Deborah Vance in the comedy drama series. What network airs Hacks?
Ooh, who does air Hacks? Oh. My gosh. I'm stuck between Hulu and Max. Max?
Max is right. Amy went with Hulu, unfortunately. 3 to 1, Tammy. The men's NCAA championship game featured Houston against Florida, with Florida winning. What is the name of either of the mascots of these teams?
I believe Florida's the Florida Gators.
Florida Gators, and both you and Amy should know this one.
Houston Steers?
Houston Cougars.
Oh, Cougars.
Amy's like, I got my son in the car, not laughing. 4 to 1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, who believes in angels? A new album released this past weekend was a collaboration between Elton John and this 11-time Grammy winner who just performed with Elton on SNL. Who is she?
Is it Lady Gaga?
How about another clue? I absolutely worship this artist.
Oh, God. Well, there's a ton of them. I don't know.
Brandi Carlile.
Oh, okay. Brandi, okay.
The album, they just appeared on SNL over the weekend. There was a beautiful TV special on CBS Sunday evening. I would recommend finding out whoever is streaming that, whatever. What is CBS anyway? I don't, anyway, pick one of 1,000 streaming networks, yes, and go check that out because the music is incredible.
I bet.
Today, Tammy wins by a score of 4 to 1, Amy. You're not going to get any of her money, but we're going to get you a great prize today.
Amy, you now have a pair of tickets for Little Big Town with Russell Dickerson at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater September 5th.
Amazing. I love them.
Good.
All right, Amy.
Yay.
Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Bye, Amy, son. Go Padres.
Go Padres.
Amy, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Amy in Oceanside, and I flunked out Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
The movie Minecraft had a huge weekend. As a matter of fact, bigger than a lot of people expected it to have.
Did you even know there was a Minecraft movie coming out?
I did.
Jack
Black has been heavily promoting it. My daughter Julia, who just arrived in town this week, mm-hmm. went to go see it with her friends before she left. She said it was hilarious.
Yeah, I have a long history with Minecraft, in so much as my youngest son was playing that when it first came out, which, by the way, the video game Minecraft is way different than when it first started.
Okay.
And that's how he met his now roommates. They were in completely different states. They used to get on and play Minecraft together. They used to joke that one day they were going to live together, all in the same house, and guess what? They all do now.
They're doing it right now. Well, the Minecraft movie is a thing, but there's also a thing happening at the screenings.
Mm-hmm.
So beware. People are freaking out during what they're calling the chicken jockey scene.
Chicken jockey!
That's a lot of, let's be fair, teenage boys who are getting up when Jack Black says chicken jockey and doing something kind of nutty, throwing their drinks and their popcorn at the screen. That's what you just heard.
Mm-hmm.
And then you heard the cops that were called into the movie theater, because it turns out the movie theater managers don't really appreciate you doing that during the movie. And they hauled some kids out of there for doing it. That's not what you just heard. When did this become a thing?
I don't know. And I've been researching all morning on what is making, what initially started that with the kids throwing the popcorn when Jack Black says chicken jockey. I don't know what started it.
My
but
theory is that they all play online against each other, and they probably had some type of grassroots you know, movement to say, hey, when we go to the theater and this happens, this specific thing happens. I was trying to think, okay, when I was that age or even maybe even a little older, when we ever got rowdy in a movie theater. And the only time I can remember is when we would go see like the Friday the 13th movies that were so clearly over the top. You know, slasher movies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you'd be like reacting to the screen.
Right.
Screaming at times, cheering along at times, not throwing anything at times. But one of us on this program has been guilty of throwing things at a movie screen. You want to go ahead and share that, Jessica?
I used to do it when I went to Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I was going
to
ask about that.
Throwing the toast.
Yeah, well, not just toast. Toast, toilet paper. At one point, people started throwing tortillas. I don't know where that came in.
Okay.
You'd have confetti. There was like a list that you would bring in. You'd basically bring a grocery bag into the theater to throw stuff with.
And was there specific scenes that you were supposed to throw whatever said object was?
Yes. Whenever they said Dr. Scott, you'd throw the toilet paper. Maybe. And then they'd give a toast. That's when you threw the toast.
Now, that I've heard. And that's at this point acceptable because that's the whole tradition of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Well, it's acceptable now because it became tradition. I'll bet you when it first started, happy about it. So that makes me wonder, is there a kid who started this in Minecraft whose parents told them about what they used to do at the Rocky Horror Picture Show? Because otherwise, nothing computes to me on Chicken Jockey, which is a zombie riding a chicken, having anything to do with the popcorn. So I'm wondering if some kid somewhere got that story, which John says is acceptable now because it's tradition.
I didn't say it was acceptable.
That's exactly what you said.
I said that to the Rocky Horror Picture Show, it's become, you know, how old was that movie? That's been going on for decades and decades.
Literally 50 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a time thing that makes it acceptable.
Do I like people having a good time? Sure do I like having a good time. If I'm going to see a movie, I get pelted in the back of the head with someone's Diet Coke, I don't think I'm too happy at this point.
I don't think you'd be happy if you got hit in the back of that with a piece of toast either. I'm just saying. I love how it's older generation. That's cool because that's what we do. But now you can't? I don't know. I'm not okay with any of it.
Also, as a former movie theater attendant.
Yes.
I feel bad for those poor movie theater workers that have to clean all that up. Like, that's a bummer.
You've been warned. If you're taking your family to a Minecraft movie, duck. When Chicken Jockey hits the screen.
Chicken Jockey!
Oh, here we go. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.